Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. BJP releases its manifesto, Sankalp Patra, for upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says BJP's manifesto is dedicated to youth power, women power, farmers and the poor. Defence Research and Development Organisation and Indian Army conducts successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. And India expresses serious concern over escalating tensions between Israel and Iran, calls for immediate de-escalation for peace and security in the region. Now the news in detail. BJP today released its manifesto called Sankalp Patra for upcoming Lok Sabha elections at party headquarters in New Delhi, where it has promised uniform civil code, one nation, one election, and a single electoral roll. It was released in presence of senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with party president JP Nadda and senior party leaders Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, and Nirmala Sitharaman. In the Sankalp Patra, BJP has promised to continue providing free ration for next 5 years under PM Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana and expanding Ayushman Bharat Yojana to cover senior citizens. The Sankalp Patra focuses on making 3 crore lakhpati DDs by empowering rural women and promises to make electricity bills zero with PM Surya Ghar Yojana. The party has promised to make nation the third largest economy in the world and a global manufacturing hub. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that BJP's manifesto is dedicated to youth power, women power, farmers and the poor. Strong expansion of social, physical and digital infrastructure is a top priority of the BJP, he added. Addressing a public meeting in Piparia in Namaduram district of Madhya Pradesh, he said that the government will continue all the schemes in the next 5 years. Referring to the birth anniversary of Babasaheb Ambedkar today, Modi said that the BJP has given a new identity to his contribution in modern India. The name of the digital payment scheme that people make through mobile phones is Bheem UPI, named after Babasaheb. Modi said that this is Baba Saheb's constitution, due to which today the president of the country is the daughter of a tribal family. He said the BJP government also declared the birthday of Lord Birsa Munda as National Tribal Pride Day. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and Indian Army conducted successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. The warhead flight trials were successfully conducted at Pokhran Field Firing Range in Rajasthan yesterday. The anti-tank guided missile is well equipped with day and night top attack capability and capable of defeating modern armor-protected main battle tank. Defence Ministry said the system is now ready for final user evaluation trials for its induction into the Indian Army. Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh complimented the DRDO and the Indian Army and termed the move as an important step towards achieving self-reliance in advanced technology-based defence system development. The Ministry of External Affairs today expressed serious concern over the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The ministry said that the country is seriously concerned about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, which threatens peace and security in the region. The ministry also highlighted that it is closely monitoring the evolving situation, and the embassies in the region are in close touch with the Indian community. Calling for an immediate de-escalation, the ministry emphasized the importance of maintaining security and stability in the region. It further urged both the nations to step back from violence and return to the path of diplomacy. Congress today alleged that the BJP manifesto for Lok Sabha elections released today is a pack of lies. Briefing media in Delhi, party leader Supriya Shinate said plans for providing employment have not been included in the BJP manifesto. She said that the BJP manifesto is silent on issues such as legal guarantee for MSP and bringing down inflation. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completely cut off from people and their issues. She claimed that he enjoys so much power that those around him are scared to tell him the truth. Addressing a public meeting in Rajasthan, Jalore, she said people's biggest problem is inflation, but there is no one to listen. She claimed that BJP is not fighting against corruption, but only wants to gag the opposition. Senior BJP leader and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held public meetings at Jammu and Banka in support of Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas and JDU nominees. Singh said the BJP is the only party which walks the talk and delivers on its promises. He said the party fulfilled the promises of scrapping Article 370 and triple talaq. He added the long-cherished dream of Ayodhya Ram Temple was also fulfilled during the tenure of PM Modi. Singh targeted RJD and Congress, terming them as anti-backward class parties. He said it is under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi that Jan Nayak Karpuri Thakur was honoured with Bharat Ratna. The minister alleged that Congress and RJD only eyewashed people of Bihar on this issue. India has gifted 35 ambulances and 66 school buses today to various organizations spread across different districts of Nepal working in the field of health and education. The keys of the vehicles were handed over by Indian Ambassador Navin Srivastava in the presence of Nepal's Finance Minister Barsha Manpun. Out of the total 101 vehicles gifted today, two ambulances were handed over on location in the earthquake-affected Jajarkot and West Rukum districts. The ambassador stated that this has been one of the long-standing initiatives of the Government of India under Nepal-India Development Partnership to bolster the efforts of the Government of Nepal to strengthen its infrastructure in health and education sectors. Directorate of Revenue Intelligence, DRI, have seized 781 Bengal monitor lizard hemipenes, popularly known as Hatha Jori, and 19.6 kg soft corals, both protected under Wildlife Protection Act from Nasik today. Acting on a specific intelligence that a gang of wildlife traffickers was seeking prospective buyers for the said products, the DRI officers laid a trap and seized the products and detained the traffickers. The traffickers were later handed over to the Maharashtra State Forest officials for further action under Wildlife Protection Act. The nation is paying tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar on his birth anniversary. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar at his statue in the Parliament complex on his birth anniversary today. They also greeted the nation on this occasion. In a message, the president said Baba Saheb Ambedkar, a pioneer of social change and a versatile personality, made exceptional contributions to the country and society as a jurist, educationist, economist, social reformer and political leader. Vice President Dhankar also urged the people to embrace the ideals laid by Dr. Ambedkar and work towards realizing his vision of a just and equitable society. The Prime Minister said with advancement of Dr. Ambedkar's vision, the new image of India is entirely different today. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. BJP releases its manifesto Sankalp Patra for upcoming Lok Sabha elections. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi says BJP's manifesto is dedicated to youth power, women power, farmers and the poor. Defence Research and Development Organisation and Indian Army conduct successful trials of indigenous man-portable anti-tank guided missile weapon system. And India expresses serious concern over escalating tensions between Israel and Iran, calls for immediate de-escalation for peace and security in the region. This is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.